I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, September 3rd. September will be a very busy month here in Quincy with a number of events scheduled to take place. The largest will be the September 11th dedication ceremony for the new General's Bridge in Quincy Center. At least 3,000 people are expected to attend the events that will dedicate the new bridge and park. The Quincy Fire Department will also host their annual September 11th remembrance ceremony in front of fire headquarters that morning. A Pops concert with the Quincy Symphony and Quincy Choral Society is scheduled for September 18th at the Hancock Adams Common. The Quincy Farmers Market will celebrate its 40th anniversary on board the USS Salem at the Quincy Shipyard on September 21st. The Porch Fest Music Celebration is set for September 25th, and the annual Arts Fest will take place at Adams Field the weekend of September 25th and 26th. The Boston Children's Hospital Bloodmobile will be in Quincy for 4 days in a row this month to honor 2 children with cancer. The drives will be held in honor of the Mighty Quinn and Super Ellie. The Waters and Nyland families have deep roots of family and friends in Quincy. The Bloodmobile will be at the South Shore YMCA on September 14th, the Kennedy Center on the 15th, the Quincy Park Department on the 16th, and the Terrell Room on the 17th. Appointments can be made at halfpints.childrenshospital.org. The last drives were all booked for 4 days in June. The Quincy School Department says it needs at least 13 more bus drivers for the new school year. School officials say despite the shortage in drivers, they will be able to transport students who live 1.5 miles or more away from their school. Last year, that distance was increased to 2 miles to allow for more social distancing on the buses. School officials say they will provide training for drivers. The first day of school in Quincy is September 8th. The American Kennel Club has donated $7,500 to the Braintree Police Department in memory of K-9 Kit, who was shot and killed in the line of duty in June. The donation from the AKC's Adopt a K-9 Cop program will be used to help the department purchase a new K-9. Funds are provided by the club and from the public and the South Shore Kennel Club. Kit was killed during a standoff with an armed domestic violence suspect that also left 2 Braintree officers injured. Kit was a 12-year veteran of the Braintree Police Department. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, September 3rd.